certainly desire your prayers this morning. We have been going through a little series on the promises, and we took a break last time I ministered, and I'd like to continue. So this would be Promises Part 3. We'll give a few reminders or just some things to reemphasize. Recall that the definition of a promise is a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified, a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act. And if you recall, one of the foundation scriptures that we mentioned at the beginning of this series had to do with us not staggering at all the promises that God has given us in His Word. So as a reminder, let's go very quickly to Romans, the 4th chapter, and the 20th verse.
He staggered not.
And we remember from the beginning, we were talking about Abraham. He staggered not.
At the promise of God through unbelief.
At the promise of God through unbelief.
But was strong in faith.
But was strong in faith.
Giving glory to God.
Giving glory unto God. So the encouragement for us in this day and time is for us not to stagger at the promises of God. So if you remember, there were several things that have been mentioned over the course of this series. We've talked about the promises that God has given us as it relates to judgment. We talked about the promises that He has given as it relates to His Word. We've talked about the promises that God has given us as it relates to cleansing us, saving us, and keeping us. Amen. And by the help of the Lord this morning, we're going to touch on a few more. We're going to begin with strength and help. Amen. Amen. Like to begin with the familiar Texas scripture, may not be familiar, will be after today by the help of the Lord. Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter and the 25th verse. It's one of those scriptures that I find myself quoting on a daily basis, and you'll understand the reason why as we read this verse here in a moment. Deuteronomy 33 and 25.
Thy shoes shall be iron.
Thy shoes shall be iron.
And brass. As thy days.
And as thy days.
So shall thy strength be.
So shall thy strength be. Amen. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You know what? I'm reminded there's a song. It says, 5 days at a time. Is it?
One?
Yes. One day at a time, right? You know, when we think about it, sometimes we can try to get ahead of ourselves a little bit. Right. But really, when you think about it, the only day we have is today.
That's right.
Right? If God allows us, he did it this morning for us, didn't he? He woke us up this morning and gave us life and breath for this day. So in His Word, He says, He promises us as He gives us days, that He'll give us the strength.
Yes.
So I don't need to be worried about tomorrow. I don't need to be worried about next week. I don't need to be worried about a month from now or a year from now. My concern is for today.
Yes.
And the promise that God has given us is that He's going to give us strength as our day.
Yes.
So we can stand on that promise and we can believe it with our whole heart.
Yes.
All I need, Lord, is strength for today. Yeah. Lord, whatever I have to face today, I'm not concerned about tomorrow. Today. Yeah. Lord, give me the strength for today that I need to face whatever I might have to face today. God promised us that he would give us strength as our day. Amen. One day at a time. Yes. Yes. Sweet Jesus. Yes. That's all I'm asking of you. Yes. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yes. You know, I can't be concerned about yesterday, right? Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow is not promised to me. Yes. Help me today, Lord. Show me the way today to take one day at a time.
Amen.
The writer says, whatever thy trials or thy difficulties, whatever they may be, I shall always give thee grace to support thee under and to bring thee through them. What more can we ask of Almighty God? He will be with us every day.
Yes.
You know what? It's a reminder to us, isn't it?
Yes.
When we open up our eyes, thank you, Lord, for another day.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for another day. I need you today, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
I need you. You know, it's something that it should be almost automatic for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Depending on you today.
Yes.
So he promised us to give us strength for our day.
Yes.
You really, when you think about it, that would just be enough in itself. What more could he do for us to give us strength for each day? But you know, there's some more promises that he has given us. He promised not only just to give us strength.
Yes.
He promised a special kind of strength. Isaiah 40, 31.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall run.
They shall run
and not be weary.
And not be weary.
They shall walk.
They shall walk
and not faint.
And not faint. You know, as it always is with God, there's something that we have to do.
Yes.
We want the promise. Here the promise is given to us. There's a part that I play in it.
Yes.
So what is my responsibility, Lord, in order to be able to have strength that is renewed?
Yes.
And strength that I can run and not be weary, and I can walk and not faint. So I'm going to just call it supernatural strength, right? That's what God is promising to us in this scripture. He's promising supernatural strength. But my part in it is I have to wait on him.
Amen.
I can't get ahead of him, because then if I get ahead of him, then he can't provide the strength that supernatural strength. So I have to wait on him.
Yes.
Can you just imagine think about it in a natural sense, to be able to run and not be weary? We look around, maybe we think some of the most energetic ones in the church would be some of the children, right? Some of the young children, can you imagine maybe, you know, and it's, you think about how they sit in church for a little bit of time, hour and a half, maybe sometimes a little bit more, and when church is out, they stay sitting down? No, they're off, right? So the children like to run around. What if we assign this morning, each one of you pick a child, and every time they run, you run with them? I mean, you know, and if they stop, you can stop. But as long as they run, and you got to keep on running. I'm imagining that some of us would be huffing and puffing a little bit, maybe. And maybe would have to encourage him, don't you want to sit down for a few moments? He said to be able to run and not be weary.
Yes.
And all of us, we have in a natural sense, even those that train, you know, you can run for a period of time, but you're going to get to a point where you're just going to run out of strength, where you're just going to be tired after so many, however long it is, a couple of hours, whatever it is, you just reach a point where that's the end of it. But to be able to be run and not be weary. As we go through this life and as we face the trials and tests of life, that we don't have to be weary, or we don't have to become overwhelmed with them.
Yeah.
That God can give us the strength to keep going on no matter what we have to face. That we don't have to become weary of all the things that we have to fight against on a daily basis. Because we're in a spiritual battle, right? So we need the Lord to help us.
Yes.
Sometimes we just seem like this, it comes in, the darts are flying off, the fiery darts are flying thick and fast. And it's just, sometimes it seems like one thing after another. But you know what? God can give us supernatural strength in the midst of all those things so that we don't have to be weary. We can run in our Christian journey and not be weary, and we can walk and not faint. We sing a song, and I would like us to look at one of the first and the second verse of that song. It talks about running and not be weary. It says here in the first verse, each of us, as we go through this life, we have a purpose and an aim. It says, a songwriter says, I'm running in the Christian race. And as I'm running with a purpose because I'm trying to gain something. I now am running in the Christian race to gain the promised prize. Through Jesus' matchless saving, keeping grace, we'll crown him in the skies. So in other words, I'm not just doing this just for fun. There's a purpose in it. There's a goal at the end of this. So that's why it's important that I keep on running.
Yeah.
I can't afford to stop and sit down and, you know, I'm reminded of the story of the tortoise and the hare, right? As we go through this life, we can't get distracted. It didn't say how fast we have to run. The point being that we got to keep on moving.
Yes.
Keep on moving towards God because we have a crown, we have a goal at the end of it.
Amen.
It says we'll run and we'll never falter by the way. Why? Because Jesus' word is true. He's promised if we ever will obey,
yes,
he'll bring us safely through. We're talking about a guarantee.
Yeah.
If armed as we obey, right? That's one of the scriptures we talked about earlier. The willing and obedient will eat the good of the land.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So that's his promise. If we obey, he'll bring us through.
Yes, Lord.
And we have a guaranteed victory by the help and by the grace of God.
Yes.
Supernatural strength. Let's look at a verse in Psalms, Psalm the 46th chapter and the first verse.
God is our refuge and strength.
God is our refuge and our strength.
A very present help in trouble.
A very present help in trouble. He's our refuge and he is our strength.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. God Almighty is my strength.
Yes.
I don't have to try to rely on myself.
Yes.
I can depend on and lean on God.
Amen.
Because he's my source of strength.
Yes.
And when we think about Almighty God, that's a never-ending supply.
Amen.
As long as I'm dependent on him for my strength, right? Then I have an endless supply of strength. We're talking about the one that created the universe.
Yes.
Right? And as he spoke the world into existence, last time we checked, it's still working as he said.
Yes.
Despite all the things that mankind has tried to do to destroy it, it's still going on.
Yes.
So we're talking about the source of all strength.
Yes, amen.
That's the one who is my refuge.
Yes.
He can be my refuge and my strength.
Yes.
That's the one that I'm leaning on this morning. And in a moment's notice, is it a moment's notice? You know, there's a scripture, we're not going to go there, but I believe it's in Isaiah 65:24. It talks about, before they call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I will hear. And if I remember right, I believe we heard a testimony about that recently on a Wednesday night. So we know it's not even, here's the difference here. Not a moment's notice in the moment. He's right there in the moment. He's already there. See, that's the thing. Now, that's where my strength is coming from. The one who is already in the midst of the situation. I can rely and depend on him. And he can renew my strength. Renew, you know, back to that, we're talking about renewing our strength. Day by day by day. So something that's renewed never runs out, right? So think about it this way. All of us have had a time maybe where we had something to drink. And when you drink something through a straw, right? As you drink it, you drink. You can tell, can't you, when you start getting down to the end? Because there's a little sound that it starts to make. And maybe you want to savor the remaining little bit of whatever is there. So maybe you'll drink a little slower. But you still, you hear that? You hear that little slurpy sound? You know, it's almost gone. Well, think about it. Could you imagine you hear that sound and then it gets refilled? And you're like, what? Oh. Every time it gets down low, it gets refilled. That's what God does for us.
Amen.
In a spiritual sense, we never get to the bottom. Because if we're relying on him and he renews our strength, He just keeps on pouring it in.
Yes.
Right when we get a little low, he pours some more in. But you know what I have to do? I got to keep my cup up. Right? As long as my cup is upright, then in a spiritual sense, you understand what I'm saying? He can continue to pour it in. He can pour in the strength that I need. What would happen if I took my cup and turned it upside down? I mean, you could try it. We already know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you pour in is just going to spill down the side, and you're not going to get any of it. So I got to keep my spiritual cup ready, right? If I want God to renew strength within me, I got to keep my cup ready.
Yes.
I got to keep it ready and not flip it over, because then he's trying to supply the strength. Trying to supply what we need, but our cup is not ready to receive it. And then we want to blame God for things. Lord, help us. He's always ready, willing, and able. It's just, am I open to receive? God has an endless supply for each and every one of us. What about is not only that, he has everlasting strength. We talked about strength as our day. We talked about strength that is renewed. We talked about strength that is it's supernatural, but now it's also everlasting. Isaiah 26 and 4.
Trust ye in the Lord forever.
Trust ye in the Lord forever.
For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. When you hear that word everlasting, does there any part of that that make it seem like it'll run out?
No.
No. It's everlasting. The Amplified says it like this. So trust in the Lord. What does that mean? Commit yourself to Him. Lean on Him. Hope confidently in Him.
Yes.
Forever.
Amen.
Not just for, you know, a lot of times that you can do things for a little while, but then you got to continue doing it. And our relationship with God is something that's continual.
Yes.
It's not something that's a stop and go. I'll do it today, not tomorrow. Pick it up the next day. No, it's something that we do all the time.
Yes.
So if I'm depending on Him each and every day, then He will provide that everlasting strength.
Amen.
Trust in Him forever. At all times, we can trust in Him for peace, that portion that will be forever.
Yeah.
Think about it in this way. The writer is making mention here that even if those things that we trust in the world, they're really just moments of time, right? Because things, they have a beginning and an end. So, you know, it could last for a period of time, but then it's going to end. But God, all we expect from is, you know, in the world, it's confined with time. It has a beginning and it has an end.
Yes.
But it's not the case with God. But what we trust in God for will last as long as we shall last.
Yes.
Right? So God's, he can bless as long as we have life and breath. He can help us and He can bless
Amen.
Us. He can give us the strength and the help that we need as we go through this life. Those that trust in God shall not only find in Him, but receive in Him everlasting strength, and strength that will carry them to everlasting life. So there's a double benefit there. So that everlasting strength that God has for us is for this life. But the thing is, it doesn't end there.
Amen.
Right? As long as we are faithful, then that strength that He provides is going to be, it'll be everlasting in this life, but then it leads to everlasting life. Everlasting strength that leads to everlasting life. And it can only come from God. The enemy can promise things. And you can see as people that go through life, and maybe they're on the mountaintop for a period of time. Even you can think about those people that are famous actors and athletes. They have a window of time, don't they?
Yes.
There's a period of time and then it's just not so with Almighty God.
Amen.
Everlasting strength that leads to everlasting life.
Amen.
Isn't that so wonderful?
Yes.
But you know what? There's something that I must recognize in order to receive everlasting strength from God. I must recognize that my strength is made perfect in weakness. I believe there was a reference to that verse this morning in the Sunday school lesson, wasn't there? That in recognizing my weakness, and I stand before God and realize as I go through this life, through all the trials and tests that I face, Lord, I can't make it. I can't do this on my own, Lord. I'm dependent on you. I'm dependent on you, Lord, to pour strength and help into me. Because I can't do it on my own. And when I get to that place, because the strength is no longer mine, it's coming from God. And my strength is made perfect in weakness. So the perfect strength comes from God when I recognize that in myself and that in my flesh, I can't do it.
Yes.
I can't rely on it. I believe we sung the verse of song as well. It talks about the arm of flesh is going to fail you. But when I'm dependent on Almighty God, it's a guaranteed victory every time.
Amen.
So God will provide, and he has promised to provide strength and help as we go through this life. Let's touch on a couple more. Guidance and direction. We need a little bit of that as we go through this life. There's a scripture that says, it's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. The steps of a good man, they ordered of the Lord. Let's go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Lean not to thine own understanding.
In all thy ways acknowledge him.
In all thy ways acknowledge him.
And he shall direct thy path.
And he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with my entire heart.
Yes.
All of it. And lean not to my own understanding. You know, sometimes we can struggle because we think that we have a pretty good understanding of things. And you know, we think sometimes, I'm pretty intelligent. I mean, I can look at a situation and evaluate it and figure out what I need to do. Where'd you get that from? Oh, you just was born. Oh, I was born with it, see? Oh, okay. Who? Huh? We talking about Almighty God, right? Anything that I have came from God.
Yes.
So I'm trying to lean on my own understanding, mine, that God gave me. Don't do it. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now, help me out with that word all, though. Is that everything? Even like little small things that God's not concerned. That's what it says, right? It says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Know, recognize, and acknowledge is going to lead to direct, straight, and plain paths that's going to lead to eternal life. Again, God is looking at the whole picture. As we go through our lives, we're seeing little pieces of it, right? He sees everything. So in all of our ways, acknowledging him and allowing him to direct our paths, know that his concern is eternity, not just right now. And sometimes the problem with our minds is that we will be more concerned about right now than eternity. And really not realize that we can make decisions now that can affect eternity. That's why it's important to let God to guide and direct us. Because he's concerned about our never dying soul. And that's what we have to keep in the forefront of our minds. Begin, continue, and end every work, purpose, and device with God, the writer says. Earnestly pray for his direction at the beginning. Look for his continual support in the progress, and know that all will end well.
Yes.
Is there somebody else that's more qualified to lead and guide and direct us in our life? It's certainly not us. You know, the wonderful thing about God is, if we allow God to lead and guide and direct us as he has promised us, that you know what he can do? When we get off course, when we deviate from his plan and his path, he can correct us, can't he?
Yes.
You ever been given direction somewhere by somebody that was a little bit not quite accurate? That's not a fun experience, is it? You know, and nowadays, we can just rely on GPS, right? You ever had faulty directions from the GPS? Yes. And you notice one thing about GPS, even, you know, it's pretty good, right? It's pretty good. I mean, there are not things maybe that it just doesn't have updates on and it's not aware of. Because you can have an address plugged into your phone, and even if you turn the wrong way, what does it do? It auto-corrects, right? It's going to say, okay, you made the wrong turn, now it's going to modify your directions and change them around so you can still get to where you're going. God made, he is GPS. And that's what he can do in our lives. If we allow him to guide and direct us. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path.
Amen.
He can say, you're getting off course here.
Yes.
And he can get us back where we need to go. You know, as we go through life, sometimes we face situations and we say, you know, I can handle this one. I can take care of this one myself. I don't need to bother God with this. I got this one. What did the scripture say? All. There's nothing that is too small or insignificant for God. I'm going to prove it to you. 1 Peter 5 and 7. I think we heard this verse recently in a message.
Casting all your care upon him.
Casting some of your cares upon him. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Casting all your care.
Casting, oh, there's that word again.
Casting all your
cares. Casting all your cares
upon him.
Upon him.
For he careth for you.
For he careth for you. Casting all. We're talking about God promising to guide and direct us. So if we want that, if we say, God, Almighty God, I want you to guide and lead and direct my life. Again, I have a part to play in it.
Yes.
My responsibility now is cast it all. All of my cares. If we went around the room this morning, say, you have any cares? Cares. Some things that you're concerned about.
Yes.
Things that occupy your mind. Those are cares. Trials and tests of life. Those are cares. Really, when you think about it, anything that has to do with you is a care. And his word says, cast all of it on him. Anxieties, worries, and concerns. That's what cares are, according to the Amplified. Anxieties, worries, and concerns. Again, you want to sum it all up, anything that can occupy your mind, cast it on the Lord. Trying to drive home the point, but again, well, I can... Why? Why do I need to worry God with that? I can take care of it. Again, where did that come from? It came from God. Even if I think I can look at something and evaluate it, the knowledge, it didn't come from me. God, whatever capacity for knowledge that I have, it all came from God.
Amen.
Whatever things concern a follower of God, whether they be spiritual or temporal, whether in themselves great or small, God concerns himself with them. This is Adam Clark's interpretation of that scripture. Just in case you missed it, I'm going to say it again. Whatever things concern a follower of God, oh, I need to be a follower of God, right? I can't take that part out of it. I can't expect the promise if I'm not following him.
Amen.
So I have to be a follower of God first. Whether they be spiritual or temporal, whether in themselves great or small, God concerns himself with them. He who knows that God cares for him need have no anxious cares about himself. Wait, I can give him everything? Actually, when you think about it, isn't that wonderful? The privilege that I have, that I don't have to be worried about all these things that can keep me from sleeping at night, I can give them all to God?
Yes.
The brother was talking about the yoke.
Yes.
He does all the work.
Yes.
All I got to do is give it to him.
Yes.
What more could we ask for? He said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. I want to make reference to another song. We sing number 338. It's Holy Spirit, Be My Guide. We're talking about God guiding and directing our lives. By the promise of the Father comes the Spirit from on high into hearts redeemed from evil by his power to sanctify. Holy Spirit, faithful teacher, in thy trusting heart abide. By thy sacred holy presence, be my comforter and guide. If we allow God to, he will guide and direct all aspects of our lives. I read something earlier this week, and it relates to all of these promises that we've been talking about. But you know what? As we go through this life, we face different things. We go through trials when we go through tests. And, you know, as we think about all the promises that God has given us in his word, this person said, if the Lord does not change the place for the better, so in other words, whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with in life, if he doesn't change that, he will make us better in the place. You understand? As we go through this life, if God doesn't change our circumstances, if he doesn't change our trials, then you know what he's going to do? He's going to change us. And you know what that does? It changes the whole perspective. Be encouraged. That verse we read at the beginning talked about staggering not. Stagger not, but stand, right? These many promises that we have in God's word,
yes.
Stand on them.
Yes.
Don't stagger at them. Stand on them.
Yes.
They're for us.
Yes.
They're for us as we go through this life. And God's desire is for us to take full advantage of each and every one. There's more. But we're going to have to pick that up another time by the help and grace of God. I pray that these words this morning have been an encouragement to you. And I recognizing this is, we talk about the promises of God, but when you just spend some time and really just break them down and think about them, God has, he's got a lot for us.
Amen.
And he wants us all to take full advantage of him. So if you have need of strength and help this morning, you need some guidance and direction in your life, all the promises are right here in his word. We just have to come to God and receive them. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I desire your prayer.